Sa inyong lahat, mukhang record na naman ngayon. We are now, as you can see, is on lecture 138 of our series on Christian holiness. Some of you following us online, I know you are following these consecutive lessons, and you may be wondering where 137 is. As I said in my opening kanina, we had a problem with our internet and it broke down last Sunday, but it will be uploaded later, both 137 and 138, and we're having a problem. Okay, we are dealing with what I call buttressing doctrines, and here I am using in general the figure of a structure. And not in a precise way, to be spared of any engineering criticism, but in a more general sense, we can talk of foundation doctrines, meaning those doctrines you cannot even have holiness without. And that includes the holiness of God and justification by faith. Sanctification, you see, follows from justification, and justification is fundamental or foundational to sanctification, kaya foundation doctrine sila. But there are buttressing doctrines. Ito yung mga umaalalay. Their function is to stabilize, not to build the whole superstructure, but to stabilize certain portions of the structure. And in this, I will include two doctrines that we are considering. That's the perseverance of the saints and the assurance of salvation. Now here, as I've said, some doctrines are not foundational, but stabilizing in function, and this is how we are treating perseverance of the saints and assurance of salvation. You will meet Christians who are holy in their lives and yet quite erroneous in their understanding of perseverance of the saints and assurance of salvation. That does not mean that their holiness is in any way in doubt, but it is something that we need during times that we are shaken by falsehood. We need these buttressing doctrines. Now, in this exposition, we are addressing the question, are the salvation blessings of the believer secure? Or are they conditional? Sigurado ba tayo sa ating mga pagpapalang kaligtasan? O may condition ba bago natin matamo ang kaligtasan? Tinignan natin yung magkabilang panig because of imbalance. One underscores one side against the other, and the other is the reverse. And that includes those who believe that salvation can be lost, and we said that that is wrong. And then the other opposite is eternal security of salvation, that the words themselves are right. There is eternal security of salvation, but the way it is being used in decisionistic formulas like once saved, always saved, that often leads to errors. Therefore, we need a balancing thought based on the scripture, and we have that in the book of Jude, where we have the exhortation to believers in terms of their duty and responsibility, keep yourselves in the love of God. And yet, a few verses later, in the same paragraph, Jude now with benediction says, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling. So kung pagsamahin mo, alin ang totoo? Are we keeping ourselves or is God able to keep us? Well, it is not a choice. We have here the two sides of the same reality when it comes to perseverance of the saints. There is the side of the preserving grace of God. The preserving grace of God guarantees that there will be no falling away of anyone who will or who have genuine salvation. And I'm reminded here, which I did not say, or I did not use last week, Jesus said in John chapter 6, this is the Father's will, that of all He has given me, I should lose nothing. So walang mawawala ni isa sa mga talagang tunay na may kaligtasan. But the other side of this, which we will address this morning, is the perseverance of the saints, which demonstrates that they are being preserved. So sa preservation, we looked at the triune God. Hindi ko na titingnan, hindi na natin i-expound yan. I'll just remind you of the conclusion that because all the persons of the Godhead are involved, we are sure of our salvation, but the objection many times is many will use this as a license to sin. Garantisado na pala, sigurado na ang kaligtasan, pwede na tayo magkasala. So while used by many as license to sin, our answer or the remedy is the motive of gratitude, not fear of losing salvation. So mas malakas ang motibo ng mapagpasalamat kaysa matakot na mawala ang kaligtasan. So with that subject or with that side settled last week, which I believe to be the priority before we can address correctly the next, we come now to the next side of this, which is the doctrine proper of perseverance of the saints. Now, what we are saying here, the thesis of this doctrine is that the evidence of preservation by God is a persevering saint. Yung ebidensya na tayo ay iniingatan ng Diyos, tayo ay nagpapatuloy. Ebidensya yun na tayo iniingatan ng Diyos. Hindi mo pwedeng sabihin na iniingatan ako ng Diyos, ako ay magpapakaluwag lang sa aking buhay at hindi magsisikap na magpatuloy sa pag-iingatan naman ng Diyos. Wala kang ebidensya na ikaw ay iniingatan dahil ang ebidensya ay ikaw ay nagpapatuloy. Now, when we use the word persevere, the elements of persevering includes that there are difficulties and struggles. Whenever you use the word persevere, there are difficulties and struggles. You are now persevering in listening to me because of the factors na nararamdaman natin. Now, you don't say, I'm persevering eating my favorite ice cream. You don't need to persevere sa bagay na yon. Pag sinabing persevere ka lang, may pagtitiis kasi may hirap, may kabigatan. And then, it also includes means and responsibility. So, hindi ka nagpapatuloy lang on your own. God has given us, in His graciousness, He has given us an amplitude of means. May mga kasangkapan na kung gagamitin natin, tayo ay makapagpapatuloy sa kabila ng mga paghihirap at mga pakikibaka natin. So, those are the two elements always present in perseverance of the saints. Then, this is the definition that I will use. This is a meaning that you can draw from theologians. I particularly recommend John Murray sa kanyang A Redemption Accomplished and Applied. Ito ang kanyang ginamit na definition, and I'm just really summarizing it. It is to engage in means to continue in faith and holiness through struggles. So, nandyan na lahat ang basic elements for a good definition, a good working definition for perseverance of the saints. It is to engage in means. Walang persevering kung wala kang gamit ng means. To engage in means, at meron tayo, by the way, section in our series ng means. Matagal tayo sa section ng means. Talagang pinag-aralan natin ng masusi ang means. Kaya hindi ito ang ating tututukan ngayon, kundi yung engaging in means to continue in faith and holiness through struggle. So, persevering by itself is impossible. But on the other hand, claim of preservation without persevering is false. So, yung sabihin mo lang, nagpe-persevere ako sa sarili ko, ay maling pag-aangkin yan. You cannot persevere without the preserving grace of God. But, to claim that you are being preserved while not persevering is simply a false claim. So, tingnan natin itong perseverance of the saints. Perseverance in faith and holiness, we said, is evidence of true conversion. Maraming mga talatang nagsasabi niyan, isa na itong gamitin natin na yung sinabi ng Panginoon in John 8:31 and 32, where Jesus said that Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in Him, if you abide in My word, you are truly My disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So, pinapakita niya rito, paano malalaman na totoo kayong mga alagad? Hindi niya sinabing, minsan kayong naniwala, o minsan kayong sumampalataya, o minsan kayong nagawa ng desisyon. Paano niyo patutunayan na kayo ngayon mga alagad ng Panginoong Jesus, ang sabi niya, if you abide, what is abiding? Continuing to dwell, manahan. Eh, kapag lagi kang wala, you're not abiding. So the evidence that you are my disciples, dahil sinabi niya, you are my disciples indeed. Hindi niya sinabing, you become my disciples by abiding. But rather, you claim to be disciples. How do you know that this one claiming to be a disciple is a real, genuine disciple? He is abiding. So it's not a basis of becoming a disciple. It is an evidence that one is a disciple. At marami pang talata na nandyan sa inyong handout that you can check where you have the same statement in terms of you are truly disciples or believers if, and there's always that if you hold fast, if you continue. So, hindi natin titingnan na isa-isa ang mga yan. But what we can draw from this is that as evidence, it can be considered as condition to final salvation. Now, I will explain that. This is not condition in terms of basis to be saved. But let me use Hebrews 12:14, which says, pursue peace with all and holiness without which no one shall see the Lord. Now, just a little exegesis, simple one. Yung tinatawag na relative pronoun, which, is singular and of the same gender. Well, hindi gender ng mga tao to. Ang mga nouns ay may gender din. So, of the same gender ng holiness, hindi ng peace. So, sa mga katuwid, yung without which is referring not to peace, he is referring to holiness. Without holiness, no one shall see the Lord. So, what do I mean by denoting perseverance as a condition to final salvation? It is not condition as basis of salvation. Kapag ibinatay mo ang iyong kaligtasan, pangkalahatan man o pangkawakasan sa iyong ginagawa, eh nahulog ka na sa salvation by works, hindi na siya ebanghelyo. So it is not a condition as basis of salvation, but it is a condition as preceding the completion of salvation. Kumbaga, nagkaroon ka ng simula, conversion, and then you will have your immediate, intermediate state when you die, or if Christ comes again, you will have your glorious final state. In between is perseverance. Yun ang ibig sabihin na condition to final salvation. O kung gagamitin natin ang limang salita ay prerequisite. Ibig sabihin ay bago ka makarating doon sa pinakakawakasan, ay daraan ka sa talagang perseverance. That's what Paul and Silas told the churches they planted in the first missionary journey. Acts 14:22, through many tribulations, we shall enter into the kingdom of God. Referring to the final state of the kingdom of God, we will enter into it, but we will pass through. Para makarating ka doon, may pagdaraanan ka. Hindi ito batayan, kundi ito yung naunang mangyari bago ka makarating sa kahulihan ng kaligtasan. So that's perseverance of the saints. That's why it is very important because it is a condition as preceding the completion of salvation. So here is what 1 Corinthians 15:1 and 2 say sa tungkol sa gospel. I would remind you, brethren, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved. Take note the present tense. Indeed, you were saved, but you are being saved. And what follows? If you hold fast to the word I preached to you. What's the alternative? Unless you believed in vain. Meaning, if your faith is not genuine, then you will not continue, then you did not really believe in the gospel. Now, that will matter later in what I am going to point out concerning those who are supposed to be hindi nagpatuloy. Pero pansinin niyo yung you are being saved if you hold fast to the word I preach to you, and the alternative is it's a vain faith. So genuine saving faith will hold fast to the word. That's a very simple conclusion we can draw from that verse. Yung talagang tumanggap na ng palataya sa Ebanghelyo, yung totoong may pananampalatayang nagliligtas ay manghahawakan sa salita ng Diyos. So failure to hold fast to the word proves that the professed faith is vain. Ibig sabihin, hindi totoong faith tapos nawala. It means that without that faith that he professed from the beginning is without a true value for salvation. And that will matter in what we shall now address. So, what this cautions us is beware of accommodating professing Christians who do not persevere. Itong ginagawa sa mga iglesia ngayon, may mga tumanggap, to use their vocabulary, tumanggap sa Panginoon, nag-come forward sa harap, at umulit ng panalangin dinikta, at binigyan ng katiyakan, given assurance, and then pagkatapos walang nangyayari, pero ayaw nilang sabihin na hindi siya Kristiyano kasi nagdesisyon. So what do? They accommodate. How? By teachings like one of the most popular is the carnal Christian. Now, pinagdaanan na rin natin ito, mas pinaliwanag ko comprehensively in a past lesson, but just to summarize, the carnal Christian is believed by many today or taught by many today to be true believers, but unfortunately, Jesus is not their Lord, so they live just like unbelievers, but when they die, they go to heaven. No reward, but try to enter into the thinking of such a so-called Christian. Who cares about reward as long as I'm in heaven? So, ganitong nangyayari. Yan ay batay sa maling interpretation ng 1 Corinthians 3 where it says that, are you not carnal? Paul is simply saying that in their divisiveness, they are doing something carnal. Which means every Christian has a carnality to deal with. But it is quite a different thing to say that a Christian in the totality of his life is carnal. That is not possible. What applies to that kind of professing Christian is Romans 8:7. The carnal mind is enmity against God. It is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can it be. So hindi totoo ang isang nagtatago sa kategorya ng carnal Christian. So the way they explain this is by the notion that Jesus can be Savior but not one's Lord. So ang gagamitin nila, o kayo, mga ligtas na kayo pero hindi pa kayo mga alagad. At kailangan yung gawing Panginoon si Jesus para kayo maging alagad. Pero hindi pwede mangyari iyon. Kapag tayo ay tunay na sumampalataya kay Jesus, anong sinampalatayanan natin sa Kanya? Hindi bilang tagapagdala sa atin sa langit. I challenge anyone to show me a scripture that tells us that. None. And yet this is so popular and pervasive, people are made to believe and given the assurance that they are going to heaven because they have made a decision. And yet, Jesus is not one they have believed as their Lord. And the requirement of Scripture, and I can give you more than Romans 10, but this should be enough. Sinabi, whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Okay. Kailangan Panginoon mo si Jesus. Hindi ka pwedeng mamili na gusto ko yung tagapagligtas. Gusto ko yung ginawa niya sa krus. Pero yung nasa trono na siya, kaya't nilalarawan nila ang carnal Christian na Jesus is inside but not on the throne. Yan ay malaking caricature o pagbabaluktot ng pananampalatayang Kristiyano. Ang iba naman nagsasabi, they teach that spirituality is subsequent to conversion. So they are saying, you're converted, pero hindi ka pa spiritual or holy. Kailangan mo ng second experience. They may call it second blessing, higher life, fullness of the Spirit, baptism in the Spirit, and on they go with their vocabulary. But the idea is conversion merely assures you of heaven. Now you need another experience which they often call surrender. Surrender to Christ, and then you'll have Jesus as one to make you holy. But again, 1 John chapter 2 and 1 John chapter 2 tells us very clearly, and by this we know that we have come to know Him, if we keep His commandments. Now please take note of the difference yung sinabi rito. If iniiba ni John yung we know Him, and then on the basis of what Jesus Christ has done. But when he says, we know that we know, he's now talking of how do we know that we are true Christians. And he says, we know that we know Him by keeping His commandments. So yung magsasabing, saka na yung pagsunod, hindi maaari. Again, may magsasabi naman to accommodate again. O di ba may backsliders? At karaniwan, naririnig ko yan, parang comfort nila. Kristiyano naman ako, backslider lang. So it becomes a comfort to them na they are to be accepted as Christians. But of course, there's the reality of backsliding. Well, to use Puritan vocabulary, the better word is declension. Christians experience at certain stages of life declension. Yung pagkakaroon ng panlalamig, pagbaba ng kanilang mga pag-alab sa pananampalataya. But such declension by true believers will cause alarm. And one alarm used is doubt. Mas tututukan natin to sa assurance of salvation because doubt is still an important dynamic in the assurance of salvation. Kapag binigyan ka ng absolute promise, never doubt, magduda ka doon, magdoubt ka sa kanyang sinasabi because doubt is sometimes used. Apostle Paul said to the Galatians at the point they were compromising the gospel in Galatians 5, I have doubts about you that I may have labored in vain. So that is totoo na may declension pero naaalarma ang isang Kristiyano. At bigyan natin to ng isang halimbawa. At what worst can a Christian decline? Well, here is 119:176 para mas maalala ninyo the last verse of the longest psalm. Psalm 119:176, here is how the psalmist describes himself. I have wandered away like a lost sheep. Come and find me, for I have not forgotten your commands. So at the worst state of a true Christian, he can be no different from an unbeliever externally, but inwardly, the Word of God keeps haunting his conscience. So magandang i-gamitin natin yung the other allegory of John Bunyan after Pilgrim's Progress, the Holy War. Andun si Mr. Conscience, Mr. Recorder. As the function of conscience, hinahampas niya yung wall kapag lumalayo na ang man's soul sa kay Lord El Shaddai. So yan ay bahagi ng nananatili. A true believer's declension retains God's word in his conscience. Sometimes he comes to a point na masyadong napariwara ang buhay niya at parang hindi mo na matanggap na mananampalataya siya. Pero sa kalooban niya, ito ang mananatili. Ang salita ng Diyos ay patuloy na sumisiksik sa kanyang konsensya. Hindi ito mawawala. Yan ang ibig sabihin ng ating confession of faith when it says, a true believer will neither totally nor finally fall away. So never total, never final. And that means, yeah, there's backsliding if you mean declension, but backsliding is always cause for alarm, hindi comfort. It is never to be normalized, which has become the comfort of false believers today. Remember, the backslider in heart, Proverbs 14:14, will be filled with the fruit of his ways, at kinontrast siya sa with a good man. So, hindi kailanman ginawang comfort ang backsliding sa Scripture. So, the next issue is apostasy. Dito, napakahalagang konsepto ito. Apostasy is overthrowing professed faith. Ibig sabihin, yung tinanggap na mananampalataya, siya mismo naniwalang siya'y mananampalataya, pero dumating sa punto na tinalikuran niya ang kanyang inaangking pananampalataya. Anong masasabi mo sa ganun? Well, the answer is, it proves that he had no saving faith from the beginning. It does not mean loss of true salvation. This is not loss of salvation, but proving that the person is unsaved from the beginning. And you ask, you mean a person can be considered a Christian both by himself and by others, and yet prove to be not a Christian at all? Well, yes, it can happen. And sa 1 John 2:19, yun ang sinabi ni John at the time that there were those who were beginning to move away from the faith. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that it might become plain that they all are not of us. So dati silang kasama, pagkatapos ay tumalikod. Eh anong conclusion ni John? Hindi niya sinabing nawala, kundi they were not really of us. Meaning, hindi sila talaga kaisa natin sa pananampalataya. So pag-ibahin natin dito ang hypocrite and apostate. A hypocrite pretends faith where there is none. And the Bible is quite sobering in its warning. Na in 1 Timothy 5:24, it speaks of those who will be in judgment that you will only know then. All the while you have accepted them to be brethren, and then suddenly on the judgment day, they will be exposed to be nothing but hypocrites. Now a hypocrite can die a hypocrite without ever anybody knowing that he's not a Christian at all, because he managed to wear the clothing of a sheep. Now an apostate openly renounces his professed faith. I once wrote an article on this, which I called When the Hypocrite Becomes Honest. This is the hypocrite who finds hypocrisy tiring. And brethren, hypocrisy is tiring. It makes you wonder that some can endure. Now, I'm not saying that there's no element of hypocrisy ever in a true Christian. That will be wrong. That's why we are still fallen in sin. There will be times that we present something which is not true within. That's a form of hypocrisy. But I'm talking of the totality of a professing Christian who is not a Christian at all. And then suddenly, at a certain point, he renounces his faith. Example is Joshua Harris, who has been such a profitable author and pastor. And then without at least no warning to the multitude of his followers around the world, he suddenly renounced his faith. Now he's going along with many who, from the Christian perspective, are violators of the Christian standard. And he himself accepted that by all definition, these are his words, by all definition I have used before, I am an apostate. And he is. And there are times that it will make you your hair stand on end dealing with an apostate, but I'll give this to him. He's more honest than a hypocrite. A hypocrite will continue with his lie all his life, and he will be given a Christian burial. And then on the judgment day, a shock to everyone. So the warning against apostasy, however, apply to true believers as a means of restraint. Baka sabihin natin, marami mga warning against apostasy, hindi yan para sa akin kasi totoo akong mananampalataya. No, the very warning is for us to have enough sense so that it becomes a restraint on us. That's why Hebrews 3:12 And 13, the writer warns, beware of a hardened heart, brethren. So tinawag niya silang brethren, mga kapatid sa pananampalataya, but he warns them of apostasy. So when we read such words, you translate it to prayer that God will preserve you because you have in your heart that vulnerability to renouncing the faith unless you are preserved. Now here, I come to my second proposition. There is no contradiction between sure preservation and dutiful perseverance. Itong lagi mong isasabihin ng iba. Na you're contradicting yourself. Sinasabi mong kailangan mag-persevere, tapos sinasabi mo rin sigurado ang kaligtasan. Alin ba talaga? E dyan nga nagkakamali kapag namili ka. Parehong ipinahayag sa Biblia ang isang alagad ng salita ng Diyos, tatanggapin niya kapag sinabi ng salita ng Diyos, hindi ka hahanap ng lohika na maari mong pag-alinlanganan ang salita ng Diyos. An example or analogy that is often used here is, ito sabihin ko na lang yung story, hindi natin babasahin, in Acts 27, Paul suffered he was a prisoner being brought to Rome. And on the way there, they had a shipwreck doon sa, na ngayon ay Malta, and you still find a plaque doon na this was where Paul suffered shipwreck. But during the shipwreck, una sinabi ni Paul, the God whom I serve appeared to me and said, no one will be lost of your men, of the men of the ship. So I believe, Paul said, that it will be true. No one will be lost. So do not fear. And then, yung kasunod na scene, gusto nang tumalun ng iba mula sa barko. Siguro, yun ang kanilang unang instinct. Lulubog na ang barko, jump from the ship. At ang sabi ni Paul, unless you remain in the ship, you will not be saved. Again, teko muna, kasi sabi mo lang maybe a few hours ago, your God assured that no one will be lost. Ngayon sinasabi mo, if we do not remain, no one will be saved. Alin ba talaga? Was he contradicting himself? No. These are the two sides. Ganun din sa preservation and perseverance. Will no one be lost? Yes, no one will be lost. But if anyone does not remain, does not persevere, he will be lost. But only to prove he's not saved from the beginning. Kaya ang babala dito ay one-sidedness. Dalawang posibilidad. Ang isa ay, let's say, you're a preacher or you're a teacher, and you always press perseverance without preservation. And I've heard preachers like that. Laging pinupukpok sa mga tagapakinig niya na kailangan nilang mag-persevere at halos nandun na yung mawala ang kaligtasan nila. If you press perseverance without preservation, what will you produce? Legalism. Legalism always has two paths. One is fear. Lagi ka nilang takot na baka mawala ang kaligtasan. Laging may lumalapit sa akin, whether in this church or other churches, Pastor, nagawa ko ito, nawala na ba ang kaligtasan ko? And so you have a Christian who will always be in fear. Such a Christian will hardly grow. And John Bunyan has this kind of Christian in mind when he spoke of Mr. Fearing and Mr. Ready to Halt. Paika-ika kung maglakad, hindi makaprogreso. So that's one path, fear. But the other path is even more perilous, and that is pride. Eh, paano nga kung nakapagpapatuloy ka? Paano kung faithful ka sa church? Paano kung nagagawa mo yung mga dapat gawin? So what do you do? Pat your back. What a good man you are. Persevering. Oh no, you can't do that. In the language of John Newton's Amazing Grace, through many dangers, toils and snares, I have already come. This grace has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me on. So it's grace. Pero ganyan mangyayari kung puro ka perseverance na wala ang preservation. But what is happening today is exactly the opposite. The opposite is assuring preservation without pressing perseverance. Anong kalalabasan niyan? False hope and false assurance. Ibig sabihin, gagawa ka ng maling pag-asa sa isang dapat ay nagsusumikap, pero dahil lagi mo na lang sinasabing garantisado na namatay na ang Panginoon para sa iyo. So Joseph Prince of Hyper Grace will tell you, you do not need to confess your sins. All your sins have been covered by the blood of Christ and nothing will ever undo your salvation, etc., etc. Without pressing perseverance, it will produce false hope and false assurance, meaning the person may prove to be not a true convert, but you assure him anyway. And between the two, let me say, falsehood of hope is worse than fearfulness of hope. If you're fearful in hope, why you still end up in the glory of God and there do away with all your fears that have defined your life. But if your hope is false, you end up in that condition of separation from God, while all the while you are sure. And I always use here that last part of book 1 of Pilgrim's Progress, where Christian was crossing the river representing death, and he was full of fear. But there's another man crossing the same river, and he was so sure of himself. Well, Christian was, we would expect, was accepted to the celestial city. But this other man could not show anything of his acceptance into the celestial city. His name, Mr. Ignorance. Yet he was so sure. And the very last words of John Bunyan in book 1 of the Pilgrim's Progress, after Mr. Ignorance was cast away from the celestial city, John Bunyan concluded, "And then I saw that even at the door of the celestial city, there was a way to hell." So there are people who think they are on the very door of heaven who will prove to be rushing into a Christless eternity. And the responsibility for that, I lay on the feet of many preachers and teachers who do not have the sense of balance to tell their hearers both preservation and perseverance. So as believers are sure, they must engage in the means to persevere. That's the conclusion here. So without the assurance of grace, the means become false way of acceptance. Pag hindi mo sinasabi ang preservation, nag-engage ka sa means at yun ang ginagawang batayan na ikaw ay tanggapin, which is a form of legalism. But without faithful engagement in means, assurance becomes complacency. Nagpapaluwag ka sa iyong sarili na walang katiyakan, na nararapat. So there must be such a balance that combined preservation and persevering. You have that beautiful balance in Hebrews 10:23-27 that you can read for yourself. But there you see the assurance of preservation, where the writer says, "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful." You see the two sides? You hold fast without wavering. Why? Because you will lose your salvation? No, because he who promised is faithful. And then you use the means. Among the means that then, even then, was considered supreme, "Do not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, but provoke one another to love and good works." And then the warning. And the warning is, if we keep on sinning, if we go on sinning after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sin, but a fearful expectation of judgment. Simply put, what he's saying is, if you always hold fast to the guarantee that Christ died for you, and yet you are not holding fast to unwavering perseverance, you will find that that sacrifice will mean nothing to you. So, combine both. And here is the right thought that you must always nurture. The right thinking is on God's preserving grace rests my confidence to press on to perseverance in faith on and holiness. So pagsamahin natin, at it will result in a behavior that says, I will engage in the means with discipline, confident that they will be fruitful for my faith and holiness. So, ginagamit mo ang mga kasangkapan, hindi para maligtas, kundi para magpatuloy. Now, when you are influenced by remaining sin, you will find it confusing. It is confusing to both believe in God's preservation and the need for persevering as my responsibility. At kapag pinairal mo ay ang confusion, ang gagawin mo, at any time, gagamitin mo ang isa laban sa isa. I find myself choosing which to underscore at different times. I may need preservation more to justify sloth. So, mas mag-aano siya sa preservation dahil hindi siya lumalaban sa kasalanan. Or, perseverance to highlight my diligence, which becomes pride. The right attitude is again going back to preservation, gratitude. Out of gratitude to preserving grace, persevere in all means to grow in faith and holiness. And I conclude with this wonderful reminder that combines again the two sides. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, meaning those who have persevered before, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. Let us run with endurance. There's persevering. Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. So why? Why do we run with endurance? Because it's not sure? No, verse 2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. What if it only says, Jesus is the author, now you finish it? As I've said before, if salvation can be lost at all, we will all lose it. Because we have none of the ability to keep our salvation. But what is given here is, run with endurance, you better persevere, but do so looking to the author and finisher of our faith. Siya ang nagpasimula, siya ang magtatapos. And you can only respond to that with a hallelujah that we have such a great Savior.